Good afternoon. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindela. Here's a look at what's going on. This look at the news is brought to you by The Y. You can find out more about events and activities going on at the YMCA of Marquette County by logging on to ymcamqt.org. In the news today, one person has been arrested in Houghton County on drug charges. The arrest came after Houghton County Sheriff's deputies responded to a domestic violence call at a home in Adams Township yesterday morning. One man was taken into custody after authorities conducting a search of the property located what they're calling a substantial amount of crystal methamphetamine. No name has been released and the investigation is continuing. An inmate at an Eastern UP prison has died. The prisoner's cellmates at the Kinross Correctional Facility in Chippewa County noticed something was wrong on Monday and told guards who called in EMS. The inmate later died, but the cause is not known. Michigan Department of Corrections officials say state police are conducting the investigation into the cause of the inmate's death. The unidentified prisoner had been convicted on sex crime charges in 2009. A film festival celebrating the outdoor lifestyle, environment, and spirit of the Great Lakes debuts tonight in Marquette. We have more from Great Lakes Radio's Nancy Longtine.
The Fresh Coast Film Festival features documentary films and adventure cinema from around the world. Organizer Aaron Peterson says the idea for the film festival came from Marquette's location along Lake Superior and the region's creative population. He says there are no film festivals in the Great Lakes region with this theme.
Nothing like this exists for the Midwest and the Great Lakes, and there's this growing outdoor culture. I mean, you look anywhere in Marquette, Marquette's a prime example, Duluth, Traverse City even have this energy going on, and we wanted to capture it and give it a home with Fresh Coast.
The festival begins with a special free event this evening at 5:30 at the Marquette Commons, with screening of two films starting at 7 p.m. The full festival schedule can be found at freshcoastfilm.com. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Nancy Longtine.
A new statewide poll released today shows Democrat Hillary Clinton leading Republican Donald Trump in Michigan in the race for president. Clinton leads Trump by 12 points in the latest Detroit News WDIV poll. Clinton led Trump 42% to 30% in a four-way poll of 600 likely state voters conducted after the second debate Sunday night. Among all women surveyed, Clinton holds a 2-to-1 advantage, 48% to Trump's 24%. Stay tuned. The news continues in a moment. The Marquette Area Public School District is showcasing renovations to their football field and athletic complex at a special event tomorrow. The Marquette Senior High School Sports Complex Field Grand Reopening Pregame Tailgate Party is happening prior to the football game between Marquette and Negaunee. School officials are inviting the community to come to the event and see the newly renovated William R. Hart Stadium. According to District Superintendent Bill Saunders, the nearly $600,000 project would not have happened without the support of voters in the district.
This is a way for the district to say thank you to the community for passing that bond and for allowing us to build the athletic complex. So not only is it great for our own kids, but it's going to be great for the entire UP to have that type of facility.
The free event begins at 5:30 p.m. at the Marquette High School practice field and will be followed by an official ribbon cutting and the game at the renovated stadium at 7 p.m. That's a look at what's going on in the news of the day. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindela. This look at the news is brought to you by The Y. You can find out more about events and activities that are going on at the YMCA of Marquette County by logging on to ymcamqt.org. Stay tuned. Coming up in our community interview, we're going to hear from Aaron Peterson. He's the main organizer of the Fresh Coast Film Festival that debuts this evening in the city of Marquette. That's coming up here on Great Lakes Radio News.